Gamma issues its 2012 year-end general aviation sales report. An American-U.S. Airways merger could come this week. And dendrites, the culprit for the 787 battery issues? This is Aero News for Wednesday, February 13, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The General Aviation Manufacturers Association, GAMA, has released the 2012 year-end shipments of general aviation airplanes, and the results were mixed. Turboprop airplanes ended the year positive at 580 deliveries, compared to 526 in 2011. The piston engine segment declined slightly to 881 units, a decline of 1.9%. Business jet shipments also declined from 696 to 672 units. In 2012, GAMA expanded the data to include delivery data for helicopter manufacturers. Most general aviation aircraft flying in the world today were built by GAMA member companies. GAMA represents over 80 of the world's leading manufacturers of general aviation airplanes and rotorcraft, engines, avionics, components, and related services. GAMA's members also operate repair stations, fixed-based operations, pilot and maintenance training facilities, and they manage fleets of aircraft. GAMA fosters and advances the welfare, safety, and interest of general aviation by working with governments and the industry to promote a better understanding of the important role general aviation plays worldwide in economic growth and development. GAMA is headquartered in Washington, D.C., with a European office in Brussels, Belgium. A merger between American Airlines, which has been working its way through bankruptcy for more than a year, and U.S. Airways, which underwent a similar process in 2004, may be announced on Thursday, sources close to the discussion said on Monday. The Miami Herald relays a report from the Wall Street Journal that the boards of the two airlines are likely to meet today to discuss some final details, such as the role AMR Chief Executive Tom Horton would play in the merged company. That role would appear to be limited and only for a short duration. The title being discussed is, quote, non-executive chairman, end quote, for a brief time. The composition of the new board of directors also needs to be resolved. U.S. Airways has been pursuing a merger with struggling American since January of 2012, and the move is supported by the pilots and flight attendants unions. Talking recently to investors, analyst Jeffrey Kaufman said that a standalone American Airlines would be disadvantaged in terms of infrastructure to compete with carriers 40% larger than the restructured airline. The bankruptcy court would have to approve the merger deal, which would leave 72% of the merged company in the hands of AMR creditors and 28% with U.S. Airways stockholders. The estimated value of the merged airline would be about $8.5 billion. In Star Trek, The Next Generation, Wesley Crusher loosed upon the Enterprise's computer banks tiny nanites that eventually ran wild, gained a collective intelligence, and took over control of the starship's life support system. Now, tiny fiber-like formations known as dendrites that are created and grow as lithium-ion batteries charge and discharge are among the potential culprits in battery failures that have caused the entire fleet of Boeing's 787s to be grounded. One can't help but see and appreciate this science fiction to science reality comparison. However, dendrites are only one of several possibilities being examined by the NTSB and others as they search for the cause of the battery issue. The fibers, which often form when batteries are charged rapidly or unevenly, can lead to short circuits in batteries, according to experts. Reuters reports that the dendrites came up in a Wall Street Journal article Monday, which indicated that the NTSB thinks that dendrites may be a, quote, major element, end quote, in the investigation. However, Kelly Nantel, the director of public affairs for the NTSB, said that nothing has been ruled out and that dendrites are only one of many potential causes that are being considered. The FAA and the Spanish Aviation Safety and Security Agency have signed a declaration of cooperation to promote the development and use of sustainable alternative aviation fuels in the United States and Spain. The declaration calls for the U.S. and Spain to exchange ideas, information, skills, and techniques, and to collaborate on problems and projects of mutual interest in the development and use of sustainable alternative aviation fuels. The specific areas of cooperation include exchanging information about research results, publications, funded research and development activities. The parties will also share best practices in alternative jet fuel conversion research, development, and deployment. The declaration also enables the FAA's Office of Environment and Energy and AESA to explore the possibilities for cooperation in other areas, such as researching the life cycle effects of alternative fuel emissions on the atmosphere, as well as research leading to reductions in the cost of producing alternative aviation fuels. When AeroNews continues, NASA has good news for future astronauts, naming Pluto's new moons, and Iran's stealth fighter, a new 10-cent grocery store ride.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, February 13th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Well, here's some good news if you're in the astronaut corps. NASA engineers have demonstrated the agency's Orion spacecraft can land safely if one of its three main parachutes fails to inflate during deployment. The test was conducted Tuesday in Yuma, Arizona, with the parachutes attached to a test article. Engineers rigged the parachute so only two would inflate, leaving the third to flag behind when the test capsule was dropped from a plane some 25,000 feet above the Arizona desert. Orion's parachutes will perform in ways no landing system for a spacecraft carrying humans has been required to do before. Because Orion will return to Earth from greater distances, it will re-enter Earth's atmosphere at speeds of more than 20,000 miles per hour. After re-entry, astronauts will rely on the parachutes to slow the spacecraft for a gentle splashdown in the Pacific Ocean. This 21,000-pound capsule needs only two main parachutes and one drogue parachute, but NASA spacecraft, particularly those carrying humans, are designed to keep working when something goes wrong. So Orion will be equipped with three main parachutes and two drogues, providing each system with one backup. Tuesday's test was the eighth parachute engineering development drop test. The next is scheduled for May. The system will also be put to test in 2014 when Orion makes its first unmanned flight test. The discoverers of Pluto's two tiniest moons are inviting the public to help select names for those new moons. Until now, these small orbs have been simply referred to as P4 and P5. Like Pluto's three other moons, Charon, Nix, and Hydra, they need to be assigned names derived from Greek or Roman mythology. Now, the team that discovered the moons is asking for your help, and you can vote at www.plutorocks.com. Visitors voting online will also be able to submit write-in suggestions. Voting will end February 25th. The final names will be announced after their formal approval by the International Astronomical Union. Well, there certainly seems to be no shortage of braggadocio coming from the Iranian press corps of late. They've recently claimed to have shot a monkey into space, which has been questioned by the U.S. State Department. And now they say they have a stealth fighter nearly comparable to Western fifth-generation aircraft. But analysts who have looked at the photos call the plane, quote, a laughable fake, end quote. At its unveiling last week, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said that it had almost all the positive features found in Western aircraft, but experts said that there are no bolts or rivets on the exterior of the plane, it looks too small to accommodate a human pilot, and that the controls and wiring were too simple to support flight. The New York Post reports that Andrew Davis with the Australian Strategic Policy Institute summed it all up by saying, quote, it might vibrate if you put 20 cents into it, end quote. I remember a ride like that once. I was about 6 years old, and it stood just outside the doors of the local Piggly Wiggly. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.